So, we're here to talk about the Canadian trucker convoy, and we've got two conflicts going on here. The first is straightforward conflict between those who want to end cross-border vaccine mandates for truckers so that truckers don't have to isolate for 10 days, and those who think these are necessary measures. You've got to balance deaths against freedom and productivity, and I'm not an expert enough to know where that balance lies. What's interesting to me is the secondary conflict playing out here between rural, white working class Canadians coming into Ottawa, colliding with a carefully curated image of Canada as a sort of multicultural, politically correct, moralistic country. You see flags being waved along the route on the Trans-Canada Highway to contest the meaning of Canada from liberal elite framed by Pierre Trudeau and now by his son Justin. Canadian progressive elite has reacted in a very disproportionate manner, and particularly Trudeau and some of the politicians, even the media, to this protest. Going back to September 2021, you heard Justin Trudeau talk about anti-vaxxer mobs launching quote-unquote racist, misogynist attacks, something which has absolutely nothing to do with the whole vaccine question and with the trucker convoy at all. Then we come to late December, and on a Quebec radio show, Trudeau again goes off on anti-vaxxers as very often misogynist and racist, essentially try to inject identity politics into something that has got nothing to do with racism or sexism, that the convoy was led by, quote, those that claim the superiority of the white bloodline and equate Islam to a disease. And this is a product of his fevered imagination. No shame in just applying these labels to this protest. And the media, focusing heavily on the one or two Confederate and Nazi flags that could be found in the thousands of protesters and trying to make those stand in for the protest. Okay, what is the reaction of this in public opinion? This sort of left-wing populist misinformation does work to some degree. I mean, if you look at some of the surveys, one poll showed that 57% of respondents said, quote, the convoy was not about vaccine mandates, but an opportunity for right-wing supremacist groups to rally and voice their frustrations about society. That's 57% of people responded in that manner. In a 2019 poll, I found that over three quarters of supporters of the left-leaning Liberal, New Democrat, and Green parties said that the People's Party, which is the populist party in Canada that's largely an anti-vaccine or at least anti-vaccine mandate party, called it a racist party. 60% of the Canadian electorate leans left. A majority of that group is buying into these media narratives about racism. This reflects, I think, a growing polarization in Canadian public opinion. If you look at support for Trudeau amongst Conservative and People's Party voters, it is in single digits, has been for a few years now. Switching between the Liberals and the Conservatives is very rare. That never used to be the case, but it is now. So we're looking at a very US-style polarized situation, and Trudeau has been an extremely polarizing leader. Most people do not support the convoy. Two-thirds oppose it at only 22% support. However, what's interesting is that two-thirds of Canadians say Prime Minister Trudeau's comments and actions have worsened the situation. And that includes between 90 and 100% of right-wing voters. That's Tory and PPC voters. I would actually contest the view that this is going to be enduring. And why do I say that? Immigration is not a central factor in this protest. And if you look at the voters for European right-wing populist parties or for Trump, that issue is central. The security and identity issues are really important. Libertarianism, such as being against vaccine mandates, has a relatively shallow base within most publics. Most people are relatively conservative culturally and lean somewhat to the left economically. So this is not likely to be something that endures. The pandemic is not going to last forever. It's going to go away. And when it goes away, I think this issue is going to die. However, I do think that the overreaction and the identity politics-based reaction of Trudeau and the Canadian progressive media will deepen the cleavages, moving Canada in the direction of US-style polarization.